You're
that,
here.
Wait, that's still on.
What's going on? Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
So we didn't know what that sounded like, John.
Remedial, kill radio, technical skills. All right, so we're on.
Yes. We are our own engineers.
True.
That's what's awesome.
Uh-oh, are you going to cut what? Out today?
No.
Is it going to be
that
cutting
wasn't
out?
Me.
No?
No? That was you.
It was me?
Yes.
I don't cut out. Liar. How are you today?
A little baked.
Yeah, it's
still
really high. Really high.
I'm high.
Your levels are high.
Oh, I'm really high.
As well as your. Let me bring down your.
Yeah, that
thingamabobber here and a little tweak of that.
So we're just adjusting ourselves on the air.
There we go.
Let me fix that.
All right, let me zip up. Okay, good. So,
little baked.
Your little baked leftover from the weekend because
from last night.
You had a good batch from last night.
No, I just the butter.
That's a good batch.
Yeah,
of the butter.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And I guess this chair is a trip. The amount I did was probably teeny bit too much.
Uh-huh. So it's one of those things that lasts like 48 hours. Do you feel retarded today?
No. High-functioning Down syndrome, yes.
That's not funny.
You laughed. So what are you doing right now? You said you're doing something about... I'm just going to out you about this, that you're going to be healthy now?
Oh.
As I change my chair?
Well, hold on. Let me capture some of this siren action.
Mayhem.
Oh, I passed.
Do you know on my show, Close Your Eyes, I have a lot that going on during my meditation?
That must be incredible. That must be fantastic.
It doesn't bother me, but I don't even notice it now. I'm so used to it. But it's funny how I'm laughing because I'm dragging a chair over and just still having a conversation. No problem at all. But it's funny how it doesn't bother me, but it happens all the time. You hear the nastiest crap going on outside.
Your show is Friday mornings.
No.
It's not Friday mornings anymore?
Friday afternoons, 12 to 2 p.m.
That's basically morning.
Shut up.
If you're making pot brownies, Friday at noon is still Friday morning.
Well, yeah, if you're going by that clock, but by actual a.m., p.m., no, that is very much afternoon.
So anyway, today is healthy
day.
Day
one.
Day one of health. Like,
so what have you done? You've just probably done nothing.
Yeah, it's the lack of
things. You
just
stayed away. You've already won.
I don't know. I can't explain it. I have absolutely zero moderation skills, and...
So you're an extremist.
Through these phases. It's not like it's not like when I'm in an unhealthy phase, I wake up and drink or anything. It's just that, you just get in the habit of going out and seeing shows.
Right.
Drinking,
and there's a certain philosophy in back of everything.
And then along those lines, it's like, well, I've been drinking all night. I might as well have, a pizza and, chips. And
yeah,
so
who
on
cares?
And so forth.
I've already crossed the line.
Yeah, it just keeps going that way. Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm convinced that DARE actually encourages people to do more drugs, kids.
Because it makes you think about how bad they are?
Well, because it tells kids that basically they're screwed if they've ever taken a hit from a joint. So they approach other drugs with the attitude of like, I'm already in it.
Yeah, I've already committed. Might as well go for it.
Might as well turn in my parents.
Right.
But I think, so I need to take these breaks. And right now, and Shannon's, she's also been on this ride with me of, like, ordering pizza every night and everything. So now it's like...
And does she put it up with it, or is she just more patient with you with stuff?
No, I mean, she's...
Or she loves it, too.
She's part of the problem, let's be honest. We go to the grocery store, and she's like, I want a cookie. And I'm like, well, I want a box of cookies. And then it just goes out of control from there.
And you're at Costco when this happens. there's no such thing as a box of cookies at Costco.
Crate of cookies. And then, of course, we end up eating like the whole box. So
now that's what I am
complaining about it the next day.
Yeah. I go to Trader Joe's and I'll buy, like, there's certain snack things I get, and I have to buy two bags of them. So the first bag's eaten that night, gone, decimated. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how, I love binge eating. I don't do it all the time. I don't do it for self-medication reasons.
If you did
reasons.
It all the time, it wouldn't be binging.
It'd just be eating, gorging.
Yeah.
It'd be a nonstop conversation.
Yes, yes. And along those lines of things not being interesting at all to our listeners.
Right.
You're listening to Hear Hear.
Yes,
thank
you.
Which is the Kill Radio's only all-submission show, and I'm convinced the only one in the universe. And let me just take this moment to praise... Our MySpace page.
Oh my God!
Such a huge success. I don't know why we didn't set it up beforehand. Probably because the whole theme of the show.
You know
is
what
being
I think?
Lazy.
Well, and I also think we kind of looked at each other. Do we really want to commit to this relationship? Does John and I really want to commit to this relationship or doing this show?
Exactly.
Because in the beginning, we set up like, well, there'll be times I might not be there, blah blah. And you were like, you kind of wanted to be this kind of deadbeat dad approach. I'll show up when I can.
Yeah, yeah, whenever it's convenient. But now I actually want to show up because I enjoy it. And well, we get so much cool music now.
That's what I've been telling everybody. The amazing thing about this show is how much great music we've gotten, and especially probably for me in genres that I don't know or listen to. Like, I'm amazed how much awesome independent hip-hop and rap we've got. I mean, we've got some rad shit.
You know what's amazing, too, is how long we can go without actually playing any music and still calling it a music show. Maybe we should go to some music, and then we'll come back, and we'll toot our horns about MySpace.
Talk about how great this show is some more.
We love us.
God. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first, because we have a nice stack of CDs, you know, since we started the MySpace.com/here_here.
You get to figure out which order.
We're getting lots of submissions. This one
Thank
is
you.
From, let's see, this is from an act called Immune, and they sent us a little demo CD. You can check them out, myspace.com/immunery, or immune R-I, I-M-M-U-N-E-R-I, as well as immunery.com.
And if none of that made any sense, you can instant message us. Here at the station, we use Kill Radio Station, AOL Instant Messenger. We'll answer any of those questions. Stacy, if you're out there, we're ready to talk to you.
From La Cañada.
La Cañada, Flint Ridge.
Okay, so here it is. So this is the first track of the show today. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and the name of this band is Immune.
I'm gonna light the sky like the summer washes out in the rain. When you sleep, you hear the echo of my voice in your head. When you speak, you talk about me like I'm already dead. I'm gonna light up the sky like the 4th of July, until I'm wiping the smile from your face. The ammunition I need. I'm putting you back in your place.
Sunday, he chases his whiskey down with a laugh. He flirts with the girl who sleeps with the enemy. She makes him smile when nobody can. Check out the boy who rides on his motorbike, quick as a hooker taking a dare. He never pretends to care what a woman likes. His middle finger up in the air. And you wonder if I'm insane. The way I'm living is dangerous. I need a reason to care so I feel alive. You think I'm the craziest. If common sense is the enemy, you'll never fight. Will she decide she'll never get with me? She doesn't want to sleep with a guy. I'm poisoned inside, can't find the remedy. Drowning in blue, I'm happy to die. To cover my back, I look in your eyes and see who I wanna be. You're making up for all that I lack. I know I'm alive when you're in love with me. The passion we share is worth all the pain. I wave goodbye, cursed by mortality, passing away like tears in the rain. I'll never wonder. I found a secret to letting go.
Welcome back.
Here, here. You're listening to Here, Here on killradio.org.
Give their
submission show.
Give their contact information in since you kind of figured out you don't have to pronounce it the way you're pronouncing it before.
I'm fired. Really? Enough with the attitude, Mark.
I'll turn off your mic. My grandma always calls me during the show.
Really?
Should I answer it?
Does she listen to the show?
No. She will right now.
Are you sure? Because we were just talking about you doing drugs. And okay, well, he's on the phone with his grandmother.
How are you?
That was a band called Immune.
No,
MySpace.com/.
You're sorry?
Hey, you want to take that into another room? We're working here.
You should be sorry, Grandma. No, we're just joking. Let me call you back after the show.
MySpace.com/.
Let me call you back after the show.
Bye, all Grandma.
Right, I love you.
I love you too, Grandma.
John loves you too. John, DJ I do the show with. And all the listeners love you, too.
I love my own grandmother as well. She's not listening, but she does have email.
If you knew him, you might love him. Grandma, just love him. Do you have to know him?
Let her go, Mark.
All right. Let me talk to you after the show. All right, bye.
Mwah.
That was so unprofessional.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
I'll be better. Anyway,
what were we doing?
We're talking about this band, Immune, that we just listened to two awesome tracks from.
Yeah, that was fun.
MySpace.com/ImmuneRI, which stands for Rhode Island. They're originally from Rhode Island, although they're in L.A. now. Since moving to L.A., they've played at the Whiskey, Hard Rock Cafe, Key Club. They've been reviewed by Music Connection Magazine, L.A. Splash, Rock City News, a whole bunch of great things going on for them. So check out myspace.com/immuneRI or www.immuneRI.com to learn more about this band. And Immune, thank you for submitting your CD. And, you know, the letter they sent here says that they contacted us because they learned about us from our MySpace page, myspace.com/.
We need to start shutting up about the MySpace page.
I'm telling you,
if we did a word count, if we we did a word count right here, if we did a word count right now, how many times have we said MySpace.com or MySpace page? It's got to be at least 100 right now.
I don't know. All I'm
saying
is,
we've been on the air for 18 minutes.
I'm swimming in a pool of submissions right now. I'm rubbing CDs all over my naked body.
It's great because I don't have to work so hard
through the mail slot. I can hear the mailman back there like just kicking the door, trying to shove the submissions through the mail slot.
Right.
You know.
She has to back up her truck closer.
Exactly. Like, and we're on the second floor, so that's impressive.
Yeah.
So thanks for submitting to Hear Here. And Mark, I know you have more submissions than you know what to do with.
Right now I do. I just checked. I have a whole bunch in my inbox. So I'm very excited about that, as you can tell by the sound of my voice.
Oh, my God. So I went
I'm
to
a little
this,
subdued today. So.
I went Starsky and I went to this
I don't know Starsky at all.
You never met him? Well, Starsky does
I need to come to you guys. When's your guys' next gig at Bar 107?
September 29th.
Okay.
Is Leisure Suite. And we also have a MySpace page, which we just set up, which is myspace.com/theleisuresuite. And it's, you know, 70s versus 80s is the basic theme of our DJ thing. And it's been very popular.
Is that your subtitle? Because that's a great subtitle, by the way.
What?
Like, The Leisure Suite, 70s versus 80s.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we have a subtitle, but maybe that's what we should call
it. It's very effective. It just says it all.
Yeah. So anyway, we're thinking of, you know, maybe taking it to some other bars, you know, the concept.
And right.
So we were in communique with this new bar that opened up downtown. I won't divulge the name because I can't speak very highly of it. And I wanted
Will
to succeed.
Will you tell me off the air so I know which one it is?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It wasn't like a horrible place or anything, but it wasn't right for us. But we went down there. And
is it on 2nd?
It's pirate themed.
Yes,
man.
I know exactly where it is. That's why I said, is
Dude,
it on 2nd? It's right
like,
by my work.
There are people dressed like Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean, and you know, basically they looked like they had just taken a fresh coat of lacquer and just sprayed
it
all over the place.
It just opened.
Yeah, and
that was an old bar that all the writers of the LA Times used to go to all the time.
Yeah?
And then it had been closed for some reason, and now it's reopened in this pirate theme, and I haven't been yet, even though it's right by work.
You know, themed bars, I mean, that's such a thing of the past, especially pirate theme. That's kind of
pirate theme is so weird,
cheesy, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
it's pretty cheesy.
It's like if it's a, you know, it's if for a gimmick,
yeah,
like that's what you're gonna choose.
I mean, maybe if it was like, you know, gay pirates or pirates from outer space or something other than just like
just pirates,
and it had like, you know, barrels and you know, like fishing nets all over the place. It was pretty funny. But not where Leisure Suite is, I think, going to belong.
Really? Yeah, you're not even willing to try it?
Well, it
might
it
be
this
one of those
tiny,
things.
Tiny dance floor in like a back room that was obviously just an office that they turned into a pseudo dance floor. Like
right.
It just wasn't appropriate for what we bring. Because people at Bar 107, when we play, and I'm not just tooting my own horn, but people dance till 2 in the morning and you know, the floor
gets
kind of packed.
Well, they have a huge dance area.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that bar is. It's got the bar, and then next to it is the dance floor, so... Anyway, come on down September 29th. That's free.
Leisure Suite,
at Bar 107.
Yeah, it's fine.
So,
and that's always a Friday, right?
Yeah, it's last Friday of every month.
Last Friday of every month.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So what do you got lined up for us?
I got a lot of stuff all over the map, too. We're going to start off with this artist by the name of Rohan. He sent me this track. I didn't follow the instructions, which I turn into a total fascist asshole when people don't follow the instructions. And then I have to laugh at myself.
I
don't know where he's from. And then I tried to email him, but there wasn't a direct email. I had to go through his website, and it just gets complicated.
Where
I don't think
are any
he
of us from? I mean, really.
I think he's from Australia. The website that I have for him is rohanforsale.com. That's R-O-H-A-N for sale.com.
Rohan was what? I know that
name.
I know that name.
Because he submitted through his good. Yeah, right.
No, but I think I heard him on, seen him on one of the MySpace pages that I run.
Yeah.
Rohan. Yeah. Oh, I told him to submit to you. That's right, because he asked about his good, and I told him to submit to Hear Here.
Yeah.
And he is Irish.
Irish?
I think.
All right. Well, he's not from here, okay? He ain't from here. That's a whole lot.
Why
did
you think he was Australian? Did he say Maine?
Well, I looked on the website, and on his bio, it said, like, he spent part of his life in Australia, but never sent where he went next or where he is currently, so I assumed he's still there.
I'm pretty sure it's Ireland.
I mean, I'm still in California.
Okay. You gonna play this or what?
Yeah, let's play it.
Do you like your job here?
I'm going through burnout.
I say that to Shannon a lot.
At home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Give me another beer. Do you like your job here?
Oh, that's good. Here, we're gonna shut you up now. Oh, I'm not up.
Finally listen. going on.
I just want to hear this great. For the rest of the show.
I love this ending.
This is an artist by the name of Matt Allitt. He's out of Venice, California, but actually he's from Australia originally. Now, he's from Australia for sure. I know that for a fact.
All right, as long as somebody's from Australia.
Yeah, we had to – well, I've been having to do that. My OCD has kind of evolved where I have to have one Australian per show, and if I don't find
else.
That, it's really hard.
Okay, so I have a new game for us. You know,
okay,
like
Stacy, you ready?
So here's the thing. First of all, anybody is aware of instant messaging us?
Yeah, I said it.
The handle? Okay, yeah, good. So I want to come up with a name for a certain kind of person. Mm-hmm. This is a person that I met on Friday, mm-hmm. and this person is, you know, how some people just repeat, like, oh, I've met this person before. It's the same kind of person. I know you shouldn't stereotype or anything, but it's the kind of person that's has some sort of. Okay, you meet them at bars.
Yes.
They're very, very drunk.
Yeah.
They cling
always.
To you immediately, and they do not
let you
go. In
what way
do
they cling? Physically or emotionally?
Both.
D?
They ask you all sorts of questions. They immediately act as if you came to the bar with them,
uh-huh.
and then they follow you to whatever bar you go after that.
Uh-huh.
They usually have some sort of physical unpleasantry, like they're
I just thought of a name.
Super ugly, or they
just,
have really bad
I
breath.
I just thought of a name.
What is it?
Klingon.
Klingon! We went out Friday night. And
by the way, I've never met anyone like that before.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't.
Really?
No.
I don't know. It seems
I'm
to happen
that
to
person.
Me. Oh, you are
no.
that person.
No, I've never met anyone like
well,
that.
Well, Klingon is a good name, and I challenge
but
anyone who's
yeah, come on.
Now,
if you guys have a better one.
To come up with another one.
Because I just played with the word Kling, so there's probably something else that's more effective.
We saw a show. It was great. And then we went out with a cast member to a local bar, and we're all hanging out. And then the idea was I was going to hang out with my friend, but someone... clang on to him.
Clang.
Just like...
clang, clang, clang.
Got the
goes
talons in there. And then, like, we could not get rid of this person all night. To the point where we were like, we're going to go to this other bar. And they were like, okay. And then followed us to this other bar. And then wanted us to give them a ride home. And
right.
I'm like, thank God I took the train. And my friend was on a bicycle, so it worked out perfectly. But I'm usually not this hateful a person, but I think when someone...
No, but I can understand where it's like you've basically been taken hostage.
Yeah, and they act like they know you, like they really know you. You know, like they would have no problem criticizing your taste in music like a friend would do or touching your face.
Ew.
I don't know. That's a big violation, I think. When you're like the little like pat on the cheek, like, oh, aren't you clever? But
yeah.
I don't actually know you. Like, usually you got
to sign a
form
face
before
is a
you
weird,
touch
yeah.
my face.
You have Shannon sign a form every time.
Every single time, because I don't want any kind of confusion about whether or not, you know.
Well, you want to know what her intention is, and you also want to teach her rules about time and place.
Exactly.
She needs boundaries.
She likes her job.
She needs boundaries. And you are, oddly enough, the person that's giving her boundaries. That's weird.
I know. Strange.
Mr. Boundless.
For a cartoon character, I sure have a lot of structure in my life. But anyway, okay, so Klingon, that's a good one. But if anybody has a better
yeah.
name, or if anybody doesn't understand what I'm talking about, or if you are this person.
Please instant message us at Kill Radio Station, AOL Instant Messenger. If you use that, we use Kill Radio Station as the handle, all one word.
Yes, all one word. So that was a nice little
I like
bunch
that
of music.
I also like, you know what's fun about this job too? I get these MP3s and then I have to put them together, kind of create a set that kind of goes.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that worked out really well as a set. Again, we started off with a song called Fireman by Rohan. And then next following that was a song called Hey Mister with a wonderful ending.
That was great ending, yeah.
And that was by Matt Ellis.
And do you have...
Yeah, his MySpace page is myspace.com/... Matt Ellis Band. So Matt, two T's, Ellis, two L's, like Ellis Island, and then Band, all one word.
And Rohan's website?
RohanForSale.com.
R-O-H-A-N for sale.
R-O-H-A-N awesome. For sale.com. Thank you very much. That was great.
Woohoo! Okay, so what we have here is lovely packaging.
Yeah.
On a CD case.
Oh, I saw this guy's MySpace page.
Brett Michaels, M-I-K-E-L-S. And, Brett actually messaged us. He wanted to know whether or not to send an MP3 or a CD. And now it'd actually be a good time to tell people if they're listening and they want to submit. You can submit to us either through regular snail mail, which I prefer because I like opening packages, apparently. And also, you know, the advantage of sending a CD is we'll keep it here at the Kill Radio Studio and any of the other DJs who come in and out of here of which there's around 40 or so,
right,
can have a listen to them as well. To do that, just send it to Kill Radio, attention here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And then if you want to send an MP3, which is, of course, convenient and cheap and gives Mark an excuse to check his email.
Yes, thank you.
You can do so through usendit.com to...
Yes. You put in my email address as the recipient. It's Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. What happens is that usendit.com website sends me a link and says, hey, we have a file for you. And then I grab it. So there's no MP3 tracks in your outbox. And there's none in my inbox. It's all done via a concierge, if you will, or a conduit, or a middleman.
Gay, gay, gay.
All gay. Super gay.
One note that I just thought of, though. I hadn't
John's
mentioned
gay.
This before.
That was the note?
No.
I can't wait for that show to happen.
Not until 1.
I can't wait for that.
It's still only 12:35.
Oh. I thought you were saying 1 a.m. That's where my mind went. 1 a.m.
Halfway through the show, I go completely gay. Because it's just...
When Shannon falls asleep, he starts going gay. Yeah, it's true.
Gross.
Like
Kryptonium. Okay, so if you send a CD, and I would recommend suggesting what tracks you want to hear.
That's a good idea.
I generally play 2 tracks. Sometimes I play 1. Depends on how much time we have. So let me know what the 2 tracks you would most like to hear on the air are. Otherwise, I'm just going to play the first 2 tracks... or anything that rhymes with Spadunkle. So this is Brett Michaels, and you can check him out at Brett, BRTTMIKELS, BrettMichaels.com, or MySpace.com/BrettMichaels. And these are the first 2 tracks from his album, Deep Enough. Check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on
KillRadio.org.
ORG.
Parts of life that you don't like, so you created a space deep inside where you could pack it all away. It'll never see the light of day. Scared and shut down, you went back inside. You said life can't be, it can't be as easy as it seems. You can run and you can hide.
Yay.
And we're back on Here on KillRadio.org.
That was some sweet music, John.
Sweet. Thank you, Brett Michaels. His album is called Deep Enough, and you can go to BrettMichaels.com, and that's M-I-K-E-L-S, as well as MySpace.com/BrettMichaels. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving on.
That song, you know, what happened when we were listening to that song is John and I reaffirmed our vows. It was sweet.
Tell me how you were trying to translate "fuck the fucking fuckers."
Fuck you, no, fuck you, you fucking fuck in Spanish.
Oh, and it came out quite.
Yeah, and people were like, "Oh my God, that's." And I was doing it, but it was harder because I was doing it in Spanish, not Mexican Spanish. Sometimes you can say it really easy.
So I don't know if in other languages they have a term quite like "fuck" that's so versatile.
No, well,
I feel bad. Now we're having this conversation like right after Bret Michaels' performance of his
oh
CD,
no, God, you know, there's no.
He's like, "Hey, manager, check out, download the episode of Here."
And then we're talking about "fuck you, fucking
come
fuck."
Right back, and we're like, "Fuck."
Well, no, I did start off saying we renewed our vows, and then of course you have to assert your masculinity right now.
I thought those were our vows.
Oh yeah, "fuck you, fucking fuck." Oh yeah, you're right.
All right, so be it.
That if we were to renew our vows, that's how I'd say it. Exactly. Instead of "I do," I'd say "fuck you, fucking fuck."
Do you like your job here?
Okay, I think you're
Klingon.
That's a great concept, and I don't ever want to live that concept about the Klingon.
Yeah. I hope I never become that person. I don't think I would. I don't know. You know, because I was unable to express to this person that I was not interested in pursuing a further relationship past this moment in time. I kept pretending that I didn't understand what she was saying. What? Oh. You know, because...
Right. To imply that, like, we're not connecting.
It was a lot of work for me to listen to her.
Yeah.
Not that it was a she. I'm just saying.
Let's go to music.
What do we got?
This is an artist by the name of Jeffrey Scott. He's out of Long Beach. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Jeffrey Scott Music, and that's Jeffrey, R-E-Y.
I better write Scott this down.
Scott Music. Yeah, so it's on the... Do you want to remind everyone about the archive, about the podcast?
Well,
or no? Should
we
just go to music?
On our MySpace, we posted I posted the last three shows.
Number one, we're recording the show right now.
Yes.
So you can hear it again. You can download it and basically have it.
Yes. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. You can, you know.
Granted, you won't hear any of the music. It's just us talking the whole time. We cut out all the music.
You can edit it so that it's, you know, someone else's song followed by us saying that it's your song, if that's what you want to do, if you think that someone else's song is
better. Or you
could
cut us out completely and just have the music.
Yeah. But anyway, if you go to myspace.com/here_here, you will find the links to the past shows. Or you can also get it from killradio.org, as long as it's within the last month or so. They kind of recycle the links. And in addition, I have no more information.
Yeah. So thanks. Thanks for that.
That's good.
So again, this is Jeffrey Scott, Long Beach, California. This song called Music Box Dirge. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Org.
If you're hoping not to end on a moan, a worthless life is covered by sticks and stones. Down. And
And we're back.
I was gonna make it.
John, I have another song.
Good.
Now we're back, John.
Okay, this time, this time for real. It scared me because there was silence. You were in the other room.
I left you alone. I shouldn't leave you alone when I'm playing my set.
I wet myself. It's very embarrassing because I'm almost 30
John,
years old.
You always wet yourself.
My mother said to me the other day, because I'm 29, she described me as being in my 30th year. As opposed to being, you know, because I'm not, because I am technically in my 30th year, but like she just had to like put that, you know, that little splinter right in there under my fingernail.
John, that is so not even a thing.
No?
No.
No?
I'm 38.
I know. I just feel like I haven't.
And I look like I'm, what, 14?
Well, yeah, but.
No, acting. Sorry, not looking. But
I don't know. You know, that whole thing, like, have I accomplished as much as I want to accomplish
before my 30s?
It's okay because I'm not in my 30s yet. I still have a few more months.
Yeah, see.
And then to be described as being in my 30th year.
Yeah, your bullshit years are almost over.
Exactly. Which is another reason why I was like, all right, I have to start being healthy.
Well, at least you're getting married.
It's all true. Oh, and we changed the date because some of my relatives couldn't make it on May 12th, so it's now a week beforehand, May 5th.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Nice.
In Texas, yes.
Oh, that should be good.
And then 50 years from now, we'll be able to celebrate, you know, 5555 as our wedding anniversary, which I think is cool. No one else thinks that's cool.
You already thought about that? John.
I guess. I don't know.
Where did you get there?
How did you get to
50 years from now, da 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 da.
I don't know, because I was just thinking 5-5, and then we already missed 5.
Yes.
So, 05. So, anyway, that was
thanks, John.
Midnight Bombers.
Yeah, those Midnight Bombers. Where are they? There was a song called Under the Knife. They're out of San Francisco. Their MySpace page, myspace.com/Midnight Bombers, all one word.
Yes, and before that.
That was fun. And again, before that was Jeffrey Scott, Long Beach, California. Thank you. myspace.com/JeffreyScottMusic. Jeffrey, R-E-Y, Scott, music, all one word.
Dude, I want to get one of those completely ridiculous sound bites that they use on corporate radio.
Yeah.
Like every 30 seconds. I don't know. I was watching Family Guy last night, and they were making fun of that. The dog and Stewie go on the radio, and then like the bulk of the show is just those sound bites.
What, like you're yeah, listening to?
You're listening to best music ever. Best music. You know, like I think we should have something like that for here.
Let's create something.
We should create something, or we should make our listeners create something and send it to us.
That's true. That's good.
Here, all submissions, all the time. We love it.
Meow. Meow. Kind of like. What was that one? I'm going to ruin it. Is Mr. It's Simpsons. It's where my brain right now. The dad, Homer, ends up in the Japanese commercial.
Oh, I think I saw that one.
Mr. Sippy? No. What was his name?
I don't remember.
I saw a bumper sticker of the other day, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
That whole sequence. Have you ever seen that? We've watched it over where he ends up on this crazy Japanese commercial. It's like non sequitur like that, where it shows dumb people saying dumb things. And it's translated. It's all in Japanese, but it's translated with subtitles at the bottom. This whole scene. It's his face as the logo of this like soap or something with bulging. It's so weird.
Here. All submissions all the time. Hooray.
Meow. You know what's awesome? No one else finds this entertaining.
No,
but us.
No, I can hear laughter from across the street. I think that's because someone across the street's telling someone
a homeless person dropped his nickel and thought it was funny. God.
Coming up right now, we have DJ Loomis, who submitted a CD.
Save us, DJ Loomis.
Save us, DJ Loomis, who, according to his bio, refuses to believe that the art of music is dead. Born in Minneapolis, raised in San Diego, he's been playing records since he was old enough to say turntables. And he's done many things, and this is some of it. The CD is called Hypothetical Questions and Rhetorical Conversations, and you're hearing it here first. So are we on here on killradio.org. DJ Loomis, L-U-M-I-S.
I'm down, take a look around.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was DJ Loomis. Go ahead. I know you want to say something, Mark. Hello?
That was nice.
Oh. I'm going to have to untie him later. Mark?
Yes.
We're gonna switch over the stream in a second. Oh, I just want to say DJ Loomis has
Thank
a
you.
Website, www.inlifewespin.com. Inlifewespin.com. Also, myspace.com/DJLUMIS, DJ Loomis. Thank you for submitting your kickin' CD to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Okay, we're going to switch off the recording device for a moment so that we can divide this into two downloadable hours. So hold your breath. Here we go.